As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Rockets in the air, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Wow. Welcome to our Wednesday, November the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Is this Wednesday? Yes, this is still Wednesday, Will. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions, when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Boy, was my email box full yesterday. At bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo., 65647. A big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York. 94.3 Elgin, Texas. 1610 AM Lompoc, California. And AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866. 841-1065. All that contact information can be found on our webpage at BecomeVocalLocal.com. Precious metals wild ride continues amidst rule changes in advance of the G20 meeting. Whoa, yesterday and today. Yeah, yesterday was quite the ride. Green agenda staggers forward as support wanes. Little prospect held for American jobs, however. Bwete, Quigley, philosophers, historians, we'll go wherever we can go today. In our market report for out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, active trading finds gold again up this morning, $11.10 this morning at $1,404.10 an ounce. Silver creeping back up, taking back some of what it lost yesterday, up 95 cents in early trading at $27.90. Platinum up a buck at $1,762. And palladium hanging on above $700. Up $22 at $710 an ounce, so just keep your eyes peeled there. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, I think Kitco's made a mistake. They say $1,381.70 for a low and $1,425.50 for a high. I don't see it. I don't see anything near that kind of a high, maybe around $1,410 for a high. But at $1,404.10, your gold is up year-to-year $298.50 an ounce. For a 26.99% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning had to capitulate. They set the price at $1,402 an ounce for silver or for gold. And that would be the London Bullion Market Exchange. Overnight, apparently yesterday and overnight, the SPDR gold shares has dropped 1.22 metric tons. May reflect some of that profit-taking that was happening yesterday. This morning, they claim to be holding 1,292.98 metric tons, valued on the street at $59.3 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday took a big whack, too. We'll talk about all of the equities, the currencies, and the commodities right after these words from our sponsors.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, Here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I was just going to say the roller coaster has started in the metals market again this morning. It's up, it's down, it's going to be all over the place. Buckle in, hang on tight. We're in for a wild ride as we move forward in these very specious and precious days ahead. The gold market this morning, again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, was up $11.10 just a moment ago. I checked the Kitco website. It's down 50 cents. So, I mean, it's going to go for it wherever it goes. Silver up 95 cents at $27.90. Platinum up a buck at $1,762 an ounce. Palladium up $22 at $710 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down. See a red ink, as they all were. Down $60, or 60 points, excuse me. What are those points anyway? Does anybody know what a Dow point really is? I don't really know what it is. It's just some specious number on somebody's chart. Anyway, off 60 yesterday at 11,347. The NASDAQ down 17, closing at 2563, and the S&P 500 off 10 at 1213. The crude oil this morning, that we can really sink our teeth into. Well, please don't. Not for children to try at home, up 41 cents at $87.13 for a barrel of light sweet crude. Those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. You might go up and look at the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, find out all about Brent crude and crude oil and all that. The U.S. dollar index this morning, also the ICE.com, off 2 basis points at 77.73. course, that impacts the foreign exchange, where we find the Canadian loonie up 72 basis points, now again below a dollar, but at 99 cents U.S. Mexican peso up 54 basis points at 8 cents U.S., still on the high side of 8 cents. The euro, $1.38, almost flat, up 2 basis points. British pound this morning, up 70 basis points at $1.61, and the Swiss franc off 24 basis points at $1.03 U.S. at your foreign exchange rates. The bond market this morning, the two-year is yielding. That's the U.S. Treasury. We talked a little bit about tips and strips yesterday. Well, the U.S. Treasury this morning yielding 0.44. That's a pretty strong move upward. Same thing in the 10-year from yesterday. It's at 2.70, and the yield on the 30-year is at 4.25. All of those moving up this morning. Mortgage market this morning, however, also moving up on the mortgage rates, and that's not good for borrowers. The mortgage rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage moves up from 3.76% a month ago to 3.78%, and the 30-year bumps up from 4.30 to 4.37. Pretty strong move in the 30-year mortgages. The prime rate, of course, stands at 3.25%, and as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I guess it is, your gold and silver ratio was 50.34 ounces of silver would buy you 1 ounce of gold. Jumping onto the Econo Day calendar, looking for what's going down this morning. Things are going to be impacting the market all day. The Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps report is out. We'll go there in a moment. International trade, jobless claims, and the import and the export prices. So let's just take a look at some of those and start right in there. Going to that. Now, the Mortgage Bankers Association compiles various mortgage loan indexes, Econode writes. The Purchase Applications Index measures applications at mortgage lenders. So these are all the people that are staggering in, wanting to go under a burden of debt, and they want to take out a mortgage. And so this is the highlight. What we're seeing is that a week-to-week change of 5.5%, refinance index week-to-week change 6%, and the composite is 5.8. Here's the highlight. 2 weeks of gains in the purchase index coincide with last week's better-than-expected October jobs report to indicate, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, talk about a bunch of thieves and gangsters, some improvement in the economy. The purchases rose 5.5% in the November 5th week on top of the prior week's 1.4% gain. The refinance index rose 6.0%. Rates have been rising this week, but were unchanged in the reporting week with the 30-year at 4.28%. All right? So it's not a real huge change, but there is some upward tick in people staggering in and getting mortgages. International trade, what we're looking at, a trade balance level right now, the consensus was for $45 billion, and we got $44 billion, so there's a little bit of a drop there. The U.S. trade gap shrank, that's exports to imports, the U.S. trade gap shrank more than expected on a drop in imports, but also on a modest gain in exports. The overall U.S. trade deficit in September narrowed to $44 billion. From a revised $46.5 billion the month prior. So maybe next month they'll revise this number. That's kind of the way it goes. The September number came in more improved than the consensus forecast for $45 billion deficit. Exports improved, rising 0.3% following no change in August. Imports in September dipped 1% after rebounding 2% in August. The latest month, the narrowing of the trade gap was mainly in the non-petroleum goods deficit, which declined to $33.9 billion in September. Non-oil goods imported in September decreased 1.4%. By end-use categories, the rise in goods exports was led by a $0.443 billion increase in feeds and beverages. Feeds and beverages, that would be what? Potato chips, Pringles, and beer, I guess. With capital goods, excluding autos, up 0.276. They always throw the autos out of that. But the capital goods boost was largely civilian aircraft, gaining 0.698. So I guess the Saudis were buying more Boeings so that they could have their harems in the sky. Consumer goods posted a modest gain, while industrial supplies and automotive decline, just the thing we don't want to see, all right? So consumer goods, that's great. They went up. But the industrial supplies and the automotive industry declined. The decrease in goods imports was led by a sizable $1.863 billion in consumer goods. Now, I guess it would be all those mittens and garments and things that they brought in because of the cold snap in the Northeast, right? The latest gain in exports is good news for the U.S. manufacturers. However, businesses appear to be dialing back on expectations on demand and inventory needs as non-oil imports for consumer goods have declined, and it continues. A sign of optimism that capital goods are still up, equipment investment appears to be still on an uptrend. Anyway, there's all of that. Let's go to the next one. Jobless claims. Consensus was for 450,000 new claims. What they came out with was 435, so they're going to be thinking that this is really great. Jobless claims are clearly on the decline in what is good news for everyone. Right? Well, we'll see whether they revise this next week, but we're going into the G20 meeting in Seoul, Korea, tomorrow, the next day, so obviously they're going to do everything they can to shore this one up. In a November 6 week free of special factors, initial claims fell 24,000 to a much lower than expected level of 435,000 people. That's still not low, all right? These are initial jobless claims. These are people standing there with their paperwork. They're standing in line, and 435 of them went through the turnstile and filed their unemployment. That's still not good news. We'll be back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we're seeing a lot of volatility in the marketplace, both precious metals and in the equities and so on and so forth. Going back into this article out of the Econom Day website, we're going to see some of this reflected in the daily surges in prices as well in the marketplace. Anytime you can get the GDP and the import-export deficits in line and you get the jobless claims looking better, you're going to see some kind of an upward move most likely in the Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P, and perhaps a downward movement in the metals. We'll see how that goes. But continuing claims also continue to come down, 86,000 lower in October 30 week to $4.301 million. All right, 4.301 million people. That's a lot of folks on unemployment. Continuing claims, 4 week average of 4.388 million is down more than 100,000 from a month ago. The unemployment rate for insured workers edged another tenth lower to 3.4%. Today's report is a strong kickoff for November jobs expectations and extends the momentum from October's strong payroll gains as we move into the merchant man's holy season. Anyway, we'll see how that goes. How many of those jobs are full-time jobs is to be determined. And, of course, remember, we just had an election cycle, so there will be a lot of new horse going into Washington. Import and export prices this morning. Export prices, month-to-month change, 0.8%. Export prices, year-to-year, 5.8%. Import prices, month-to-month, 0.9%. Import prices, year-to-year, 3.6%. Highlights, again, Econo Day. Import prices rose a sharp 0.9%, with export prices extending a run of agricultural-based increases. Pressure on October import prices is centered in petroleum, which swung 3.3% higher following a 1.5% decrease. Rates on the export side are definitely on the climb, so on and so on and so forth. We've got a little bit of news here out of the chat room. Clashes at student fee protest. Yes, over in England, they're revisiting the free speech movement of the 60s here in the United States at Berkeley, California, clashes at students, they fee protest. In other words, they're you can always leave it up to the students going to the university. They have the most spunk of anybody. There have been clashes between demonstrators and police in London as students and lecturers protest against plans to triple tuition fees and cut university funding in England. Big news. Protesters have broken into the building housing the Conservative Party headquarters in Westminster. They have set fire to placards outside. Student leaders condemn the latest action. They said about 30,000 people took part in a march earlier. A standoff is taking place between students and the police, with protesters surging forward at the Milbank Tower chanting. I don't know what they're chanting, but they're chanting something, you know. Some protesters are on a roof terrace at the top of the building. I mean, this takes us right back to the 60s, folks. Good stuff. Here's another little bit. Missiles have been thrown at the police. Missiles have been thrown at the police. The English over there, they have kind of a curious way of saying things like that. Been throwing missiles around on the California coast yesterday as thousands of demonstrators crowd the streets outside. BBC News correspondent Ben Wright is at the scene. He says the atmosphere is very tense and that police are four deep outside the building, and protesters have been cleared from outside the Liberal Democrat headquarters, where a car window has been smashed. Elsewhere, the march passed off peacefully. The National Union of Students is threatening to try to unseat the Liberal Democrat MPs who go back on pre-election pledges they made to oppose any rise in tuition fees. Well, I'm sure they'll get a fair deal for the students. Anyway, that's new information. See what you missed when you're not in the chat room, folks. Lots of good stuff in there. Let's go back over and look at a little bit more of the economic news this morning. The AM Kitco Metals Roundup. COMEX gold down, silver sharply lower as margins raised. This is an important news article by Jim Wyckoff. Some of what happened yesterday can be explained in this article. You can find it up on the Bloomberg website this morning. Excuse me, up on Kitco's website this morning. COMEX gold prices are trading lower Wednesday morning on follow-through selling pressures from losses absorbed late Tuesday. Silver, meantime, is sharply lower on news that U.S. futures margins have been raised. In other words, they changed the rules. When all else fails, change the rules. It always works for the government. It always works for the marketplace. Just change the rules. And all the people that are sitting out there doing day trading in their pajamas, they just take it in the shorts while the big fat cats just line their pockets. A firmer U.S. dollar index on Wednesday morning is adding downside pressure to the precious metals. December, COMEX gold last traded down $12.90 at $1,397.20. Spot gold last traded up $3.80 at $1,397.50. It's been a volatile past 18 hours in the precious metals market, and boy, is that an understatement. Late trading Tuesday saw profit-taking pressure set in after both gold and silver had set fresh for the move highs in earlier trading. The U.S. dollar index posted a solid rebound late Tuesday, which helped precipitate the selling pressure in precious metals. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. The U.S. dollar index posted a solid rebound late Tuesday. That's the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. It's now been renamed. We'll have to get that name again and write it on a 3x5 card so I can memorize it. But anyway, continuing, in late afternoon trading Wednesday, the CME announced it was raising the COMEX silver futures margins significantly, which prompted stronger selling pressure in silver, which spilled over into more downside in the gold. And so as the pressure came on the silver markets, people took that as a signal to sell, profit-taking was taken, and away we go. But again, when it goes down, be happy, buy at that time if you're of the mind to do so, hang on. One of the greatest things about not being in these electronic traded funds, these ETFs, is that it's not impacting you if you have physical possession, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, strontium, uranium, and whatever else you might have hidden in the basement. All right? You got the physical metal, it don't make no difference. You just have yourself a nice cup of coffee and wait until the heyday passes. This type of an intraday price volatility is not uncommon in major mature bull market runs in commodity markets. Expect more of the same in the coming weeks and months. As we'll find in the articles coming up, the news articles, you can expect much more volatility as China starts to flex its muscles in the gold markets. Key for gold and silver investors at present is, when will the bargain hunting buying step in? All right? When will the bargain hunting buying step in? Lots of people know that these markets are going to go much higher, but they're still on the sidelines because they still think, you know, that these stock markets and that the fiat dollars have value. As soon as they figure out, as soon as more people figure out that this is a rigged game and that you're walking around inside of a casino and you're dead broke, more people are going to be looking for something real like precious metals. And, you know, if you want to look at it from the standpoint of wheat or soybeans or things like that, you've got copper. That's a good one. If you don't like the precious metals, that's fine. Copper would work. Lots of other things, commodities, something real. The problem with copper is, what are you going to do, have wheels of copper delivered to your front door? I don't think so. The U.S. dollar index is trading modestly higher on Wednesday morning. The dollar index has posted gains every day this week, and the bulls are gaining a bit of upside technical momentum. However, the U.S. dollar bulls have much heavy lifting to do to suggest a price uptrend can be sustained in the dollar index, even if a near-term market low could be in place. You're not going to have a strong dollar as long as you continue to throw trillions and trillions and trillions at it, Benjamin. Even Robert Sildick mentioned that in his discussion yesterday. Traders are looking forward to the late-week meeting of Group 20 finance ministers in Seoul, South Korea. It's expected the G20 will discuss currency markets, and any proclamation on such from the group will be closely scrutinized by the marketplace. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so continuing again, we're looking at this G20 meeting coming up in Seoul, South Korea. It's going to come on this, I think it starts tomorrow, go through the week, and I believe it's 2 or maybe a 3-day meeting. But news reports Wednesday quoting World Bank President Robert Zoellick saying that he does not advocate a return to the gold standard. And he's kind of, you know, not waffling. He just is clarifying his position. Added the recent keen investor interest in gold is due to a lack of confidence in world economic policies. All right. And so there's going to be a lot of heat on the G20 finance ministers in Seoul, South Korea. Everyone will be scrutinizing any proclamations or reports coming out of there, I am sure. U.S. economic data due for release on Wednesday include the weekly MBA mortgage applications, blah, 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 jobless claims, blah, 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 and so on. Technically, as the article winds up, December gold future bulls have faded a bit, but no serious chart damage has occurred. And in silver, same thing. December silver futures last traded down 135.6 cents, blah, blah, blah. Prices sold off sharply in late afternoon trading when the CME raised sharply silver futures margins requirements. All right. So silver futures margins requirements don't necessarily impact you, don't necessarily impact me, but they did impact the prices. And so that's some of what we were seeing. Prices hit another fresh contract and 30-year high early on Tuesday. No serious chart damage has occurred in silver, at least not yet, the reporter reports. Here's another one off Kitco update. The raise in the CME silver margins prompts after-hours sell-off. This is what we were seeing yesterday late. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange, CME, that's CME, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, decision to raise maintenance silver margins from 5,000 to 6,500 triggered a sell-off in the precious metals during after hours trading late Tuesday, analysts said. The raise in the silver market margins from 5,000 to 6,500 combined with the beginning of a big rollover from the December to March contract makes some people think about taking profits and waiting until the coast is cleared, said George Garrow, vice president and precious metal strategist with RBC Capital Markets Global Futures. So just hang in there and see what's happening. Here's a little bit more that's happening, and this is out of Reuters. Analysis: deregulation is set to lift China gold demand, by Ruijun Shen and Nick Trevathan out of Singapore. New news. Reuters: plans to free up China's gold market are likely to boost imports. You see what we're talking about, folks? It's not just, you know, gold and silver, bulls and bears and all that. It's all over the world. People are talking about this everywhere. So just pay attention, ride along. If you're in the market, stay there. If you're not in the market, you might consider it. Plans to free up China's gold market are likely to boost imports of the precious metals to satisfy investor demand, putting the Middle Kingdom on a course to eclipse India as the top global consumer in a few years. Now, this time of year, we come into this period of time every year. This is the season of getting married, I guess, in India. And all of their various festivals when they think it's auspicious to give each other gold, all right? Now, some people get involved in gold, you know, by nature, and Americans have to be drug in by their nose. Anyway, so China is poised to eclipse India on this. Now, this would be too huge, you know, 1.8 billion people in India, and God only knows how many billions of human beings exist in China. They get excited about gold and they start moving to it. That's a huge marketplace. China, the world's largest consumer of base metals and the second biggest user of oil, is on Goldbug's radar screens. You can't have GE and Vestas and everybody else pouring all this money into China and doing all kinds of, you know, hotels and fancy places and resorts and casinos and sex palaces and things like that. You can't expect all of that to be happening without some of the workers, at least some of the workers, maybe just the middle management, maybe just the people that don't throw themselves out of the window at Foxconn and land in the social safety net three floors below, maybe some of the people have money. And that's why they're going to be building, you know, they're going to be building Harley Davidsons over in India. That's why they're going to be, you know, why are we building so many cars and going over there? The biggest user of oil, all right? Well, maybe they want to buy some gold. They probably will. So far, China's central bank has shied away from the international market and has instead been building reserves from its domestic mining industry, the largest in the world. Right? They mine a lot of the stuff out of the ground. But that may change after the People's Bank of China said in August it would let its banks export and import more gold in a program to drive the development of the country's market in the precious metal. By opening up the market, the People's Bank of China may be able to draw tons of gold into China, which it could then pick up on the domestic market without disrupting market equilibrium too much. Quote, the way they will accumulate a massive amount of gold is by opening up imports and making sure there is a heck of a lot of gold swishing around in the domestic market, close quote, said Mark Pervon, a senior commodities analyst at ANZ. Quote, it's just too big a player in the market. Investors are looking for any signs of China buying gold on the world market. If Beijing said it was buying 100 tons, prices would leap. Not because of this 100 tons, but because of the 300 tons the market would expect to follow. So the early moves are going to be, you know, big news. And then after that, the inflow may very well just start going. So we'll keep our eyes on that story. Watch as it develops. Chinese deregulation of gold will make the bears look even more foolish. China has thus far accumulated the majority of its gold reserves by purchasing supply from its domestic mining industry, but the country's consumption is changing fast. All right, this is off of the Business Insider, the Money Game. Imports from Hong Kong have surged this year, and regulation changes have recently allowed China to become a far larger player in the global gold market. So the emergence of the SLV and the GLD and the GOL and all the exchange-traded funds for gold, you know, that was a real big change in the system a few years ago. And now, you know, with China and India, you know, gaining ground and more people investing there and other places, Indonesia, you know, we're going to see this whole, the dragon rising up out of the sea. So just pay close attention. These are things. It wouldn't take much Chinese activity, the article states, to make a big impact. The way they accumulate a massive amount of gold is by opening up imports and making sure there's a heck of a lot of gold swishing around the domestic market. So that's going to be just a meme. That's a talking point that's floating. Mark Pervan stated it originally. So with that, let's move forward just a little bit further. And this is, let's see if I can get this. No, that's not worth watching, looking at. Let's jump over here, pick up the next one right here, British Petroleum. Switch gears a little bit here. The British Petroleum says Australian solar project would cost $600 million and seeks funding. All right? So everybody's already, you know, this short-term memory loss in America, everybody's already forgotten about the Macondo Well project, right? Out of sight, out of mind, even though the coral reefs are dying, right? Anyway, everybody's already forgot about that, but we haven't forgotten about the logo, Beyond Petroleum, the sun god over there, BP, says Australian solar project, the sun god, would cost $600 million and seeks funding. BP PLC vying for Australian government funding to develop a solar energy project in the state of New South Wales. See, they got clean hands now. They're getting out of that messy oil business. Has estimated that its venture would cost more than $600 million to build. BP's proposed 150-megawatt project near the town of Moree in northwest New South Wales would create 700 construction jobs. The London-based company has said in documents filed with the State Planning Department. A State Planning Department, wow. Oh, boy. BP must submit a plan to the federal government by December the 15th. Jamie Jarden, a spokesman for BP's Australian unit, said by phone today from Melbourne. The venture was one of four solar photovoltaic projects selected by the Australian government in May to advance in the competition for funding from the $1.5 billion Solar Flagships Program. Suntech Holdings, Infigen Energy, AGL Energy Limited, and True Energy Holdings have also sought solar funding. So they picked up $1.5 billion, and they're using this money to create these flagship programs, and this is out of their state planning department. Underwriting, sustaining, sustainable development. That's what sustainable development is all about. It's shoring up, it's building, it's creating the demand for the environmental and developmental concerns. And these are these companies that we just mentioned here. Until you have a carbon price, solar PV will always be more expensive than electricity generated from fossil fuels. Until you have a carbon price. In other words, it's not going to be possible for solar and wind projects to be competitive in the marketplace as long as we continue to use fossil fuels. Wait a minute. You mean we're having to underwrite the change? Well, yeah. It'll be competitive when a carbon price is introduced, but until then it needs some sort of transitional assistance. You call it sustainable development. The flagship program does exactly that. All right, so they're taking money out of all the people's pockets, and they're throwing at these four companies and saying, hey, come on, free money. Bring us some of them Don Quixote windmills and a few solar panels.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing, cutting edge talk radio.
Well, it looks like things are still heating up, literally, over there in London as the students burn hell out of the buildings anyway. It's going to be one of those stories that it's going to get legs before the night's out. I can be certain of that. Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard set up a committee to study options for introducing a price on carbon emissions in a country where coal accounts for more than 80% of electricity production. Right? So what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to tax the snake's knot out of coal-generated electricity in order to subsidize the least beneficial solar and wind coming in the background. So, you know, BP estimated the cost of its solar project in a filing dated August 31st. New South Wales issued requirements for the company to fulfill before submitting an environmental assessment report. We've begun engaging with the community to try to come up with a solution that works best for everyone, Jardine said. We've been doing this for over 30 years now, engaging the community, trying to come up with solutions. That's called consensus building. And we've got big utility scale projects in Italy and the U.S. We've got a track record of building these things and operating them. A decision by the Australian government on the solar flagship funding is scheduled for the first half of 2011. The government has also shortlisted 4 solar thermal projects which heat water to produce steam. Of course, if you want to heat water to produce steam, it's pretty well settled technology that you use nuclear energy. But let's go to this article and see how more of this comes on. Wind turbine and solar panels, this off of Bloomberg, may be vulnerable to takeovers after clean energy stocks lost almost $400 billion in value this year. And factories expanded faster than product demand, investment bankers said. All right? So they're taking it in the shorts. Energy stocks losing almost $400 billion in value, and they're cranking this stuff out faster than the market demand would tolerate, all right? Glutting the market with these, you know, Don Quixote's windmills. So the idea of sustainable development then, again, if we understand it rightly, is to prop up or to sustain the demand for the environmental and developmental concerns products. And as we can see, it's losing steam, losing money, big time. Anyway, UBS AG said Gamesa Corporación Tecnológica S.A. became a target in October after the Spanish wind turbine, well, there's Don Quixote and Sanchez, maker fell by more than one half and cut its 2010 sales forecast by about 15%. So they were really counting on Barry the Usurper in the United States passing that Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009. Didn't happen. Didn't happen, so they had all these wind turbines and solar panels in the pipeline, but they just don't have any buyers. Why? Well, because it's not a cost-effective way to go. It's just a matter of time before we see more consolidation, Mark Schmidt said, head of the Renewable Energy Investment Banking at Credit Suisse in London, in an interview, quote, with potential oversupply in solar and wind, the pressure may be rising, and that could trigger more activity. And then it's going to go on here. And it's going to talk about China's Shanghai Electric Company, General Electric, United Technologies, Siemens AG. They're all trying to buy up kind of companies that are entering into the marketplace. So what we're seeing is basically government subsidized because through the tax dollars and through the extra tariff on your electric bill, government subsidized monopolization of the clean energy systems. Now, would that be a surprise? Would this be the OPEC of the future? No, of course not. And do you think you're going to get free energy? Oh, my, I don't think so. Let's go over back to the G20, all right? Happening now, G20 unity is born in crisis, fractures as leaders pursue their own ends. So even though they went to the big tent theory and they wanted to invite more people in, as I've shared with you in the past, whenever you have something like this, you've got a lot of people clamoring for a position on the board of the directors, clamoring for a seat at the table. The best thing to do for the trilats and the Bilderbergers and the rest of them is say, okay, let's order another big conference table. Y'all can sit around it. And then they all go to another meeting hall someplace else and just resume as if all things continue as they were. The big guys go back in the back room, smoke their cigars and drink their cognac, and they let the rabble and the little people sit around the table thinking they're important. That's what's happening in the G20. But Barry the Usurper finds himself on the defensive as world leaders gather in Seoul for the Group of 20 summit, with members disparaging U.S. economic policies they say weaken the dollar and stoke hot money flows. U.S. Federal Reserve decisions last week to pump another $600 billion in the world's biggest economy has stolen the spotlight away from China's currency. Everybody was up in arms, you know, about the yuan being pegged. Well, they're talking about this $600 billion now. Brazilian Finance Minister Guido Mantega said today that the Fed's move may inflate commodity prices and propose the world move away from using the dollar as the main reserve currency. Yeah. And we watch all this fluctuation yesterday in the market. We'll see plenty of it today, no doubt, too. That's right. People are looking in another direction. They're not really interested in these fiat dollars much any longer. Former Chinese central bank governor Dai Zhenghong this week faulted the U.S. for adopting policies without regard for the dollar's global role. We've reported on that several times. The policy fissures and concern countries may react with currency devaluations and capital controls underscore how the G20 unity displayed during the financial crisis has given way to national divisions. Remember, they're talking about protectionism yesterday. National divisions as members chart their own recovery path. So much for the big tent theory, right? The last thing a developing economy wants is for that liquidity to distort their asset markets and create a destabilizing bubble, all right? They're climbing out of the bubble bath. They're getting out of the bubble bath. Stephen Roche, Morgan Stanley's non-executive Asia chairman, told Bloomberg Television in an interview yesterday, quote, the process is not going to work if they don't come up with a multilateral solution. So it's not going to be Paul Volcker saying what we really need is only one person at the table and it's me. What the international community is saying is they need a multilateral, not just one, not unilateral, not two, not just the Rothschilds and Volcker, no. They want a multilateral solution, you know, making the world safer, democracy, stemming liquidity. China, the world's biggest holder of foreign exchange, yesterday took steps to stem capital inflows that threatened to drive up stocks. and property prices, and today raised their bank reserve requirements. As money floods out of the United States, you look at the interest rates here, they're absolutely dismally low. Nobody has any confidence in this, you know, manipulated stock market. We know that the working group is in there every day, and we know that the big corporations are buying their own stocks, driving prices up artificially. People are getting out. They're getting out of the United States, taking their money, going home. They're taking their toys and going elsewhere to play, all right? And that is not good for China. It's not good for any place else either. Why? Because it drives up stock and property prices and raises, and they've had to raise their bank reserve requirements. South Korea may revive a 14% tax on domestic treasury and central bank bonds held by foreigners as early as January to curb foreign exchange volatility. So even though, you know, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke likes his 0.25% interest rate, even though we've got these bonds down at the bare bones bottom, a two-year bond at 0.44%, who wants to invest in that? Nobody, and they're not. And they're going over to Asia, and they're investing over there, but it's altering their economy. And so now they're having to, you know, take defensive action, and they are. Summit skirmishes, the pre-summit skirmishes. Germany has also criticized the Fed's quantitative easing. And they'll test the G20's ability to recover the consensus that enabled participants to embark on a $5 trillion fiscal stimulus to end the world's worst economic downturn in seven decades, blah, blah, blah. Today, the volume of transactions done in U.S. dollars surpasses by a long way the economic importance of the U.S., Mantega told reporters today in Seoul. The volume of transactions done in U.S. dollars far surpasses the economic importance of the United States. They're not liking being tied to this dollar. The international community united as one spirit during the crisis. South Korea President Lee Myung-bak said November the 3rd, quote, there are doubts over whether such cooperation can be achieved now. The global economy is entering a recovery phase with each country growing at a different pace. All right. So the whole idea of the big tent is kind of just collapsing right around Barry's ankles. Zolik, you know, he's going to cover himself now. He says the concern quantitative easing to boost capital flows are overstated. Robert Zolik, trilateralist, former president of World Bank, or I guess he still is the World Bank president. Well, we'll find out about him and more right after the top of the hour break. Stay tuned. Hour number two, straight ahead.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose seven of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for news and real information?
You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Kicking off our second hour of today's broadcast, looks like over in England, in London, the students are still opening a jumbo-sized can of, as Hal Anthony says, good old-fashioned whoop-ass. Letting Big Brother know they don't like the idea of troubling the... tripling the cost of tuition in London. I love a good sit-in. I do. Fears that quantitative easing by the U.S. is again back to Bloomberg. Shaman, Adam, and Philip Yin writing for Bloomberg. Fears that quantitative easing by U.S. will lead to a surge in capital flows to emerging markets. Isn't that what we said? All right. They're just opening the floodgates and the money goes, shh, giant sucking sound right out of here. World Bank President Robert Zoellick said, quote, some of the concerns have been overstated, close quote, Zoellick said in a Bloomberg television interview in Singapore today. Even if you didn't have quantitative easing, as long as you have differential growth rates, you're going to see capital flow to these emerging markets, close quote. And that's the truth. We need tariffs again. We need to build some firewalls in our marketplace. Return a little sanity to this world. Start thinking about taking care of our own countries, plural, instead of building the global community. The U.S. Federal Reserve last week announced plans to buy $600 billion long-term government bonds, the second effort of so-called quantitative easing, or QE2, aiming to stoke the U.S. economic growth. Policymakers from Asia to South America responded by warning it could depress the dollar and spark capital flight to emerging markets. Not a good idea, Benny. You better stick to matzo balls or something, pal. While the Fed's move has made the debate tenser, important words here. This guy's a trilateralist, you know. He's in the top of the pack. It's unlikely to create a flood of additional funds internationally, Zoellick said. These tensions can lead to a, quote, downward spiral of protectionism. A downward spiral of protectionism. That's called tariffs. It's called nationalization, those sort of things. Quote, part of the problem in the system is because the Chinese currency is pegged. It's hard for others to adjust if China doesn't adjust, Zoellick said. All right? China's got a strategy. They're not, you know, floating around in the wind, stuck on the Keynesian stupidity of Benjamin Bernanke and his predecessors. Bretton Woods 3, Asian currencies fell today, led by Singapore's dollar and Thailand's baht. On concern, policymakers will follow China and Taiwan in imposing capital controls to curb inflows as the U.S. pumps funds into its economy. Taiwan said yesterday it would restrict foreign investments in government bonds and money market products, while China said it would force banks to hold more foreign exchange. Well, so what's this all about? Protecting themselves. Protection. Kind of smart. Read Sun Tzu's Manual of War. Get an idea, you know. It might be a sound policy for us to follow. GM's $19 billion profit said to need a near-record U.S. car sale. You going to go out and buy a new GM here? You going to buy any stock shares in government motors? Well, David Welch, Jeff Green writing this left yesterday. General Motors is telling prospective investors that its peak of $19 billion operating profit forecast would require a near-record 17 million level for U.S. auto sales, said two people familiar with the presentation. Well, you think it's going to happen? They need near-record automobile sales, while at the same time we have near-record unemployment. Something doesn't seem to be right with this picture. In a mid-level market of about 15 million deliveries, the automaker could post as much as a $13 billion in earnings before interest and taxes. But we'll pick it up right there.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, I'll tell you what, you think the students in London would be upset about the high cost of tuition, prices going up as much as 300%. Wait till they figure out that everything that they've learned in those 4 years of school at that high price is nothing but garbage, lies, garbage. Maybe they'll have some bone fires in London. Well, anyway, back to this article again. In a mid-level market of about 15 million deliveries, again, talking about GE, they're looking for the sun, the stars, and the moon here. They need to sell $17 million automobiles in order to hit their target. Anyway, in a mid-level market of about 15 million deliveries, the automaker could post as much as $13 billion. Yeah, that's true. And if I had 100,000 ounces of gold, I'd be real rich too. But, you know, wishes are horses. Chief Financial Officer Chris Liddell said in a meeting in New York on November the 8th, According to the people, who has not to be identified, well, let's just skip that. Liddell gave the profit projections in an online presentation last week without detailing the sales levels needed to reach them. That's always good. To attain the highest profit targets, the company projected U.S. vehicle sales of about 17 million annually, he said in the meeting. The U.S. light vehicle sales record was 17.4 million in 2000. Yo, Bubba, somebody needs to take this guy out for breakfast. He's looking at record sales in 2000, and he's trying to compare it with 2010. This guy's smoking something, rope or something. Selling 17 million cars is probably 5 to 7 years out, said Joe Filippi, principal of Auto Trends, Inc., a consulting firm in Short Hills, New Jersey. We're still looking at 10% unemployment. See what I mean? This guy's got his head turned on right. U.S. sales last year fell to 10.4 million, according to research Auto Data Corp. And of course, they didn't tell you anything in there about the Cash for Clunkers program. To break even, Detroit-based GM previously needed 25% of a U.S. market of about 15.5 million vehicles. Remember how many vehicles GE promised to buy? They were going to buy all these little Volts and Leafs and electronic things, you know. I hope they've got plenty of extension cord. They'll need it. But anyway, about 15.5 million vehicles a year or around a mid-cycle, Liddell said in a video, it can now be profitable at about 10.5 million and at about 18%, blah, 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 blah. In other words, they're having trouble at GM. All right, well, you know, you got a little something going over in, got a little something going over in London this morning. Here's a little something going in Ireland. Ireland's comedians mock bankers at a festival as Lenny Bruce meets Keynes. I'd like to go to this one. It'd be fun. Dara Doyle writing this. Irish comedians are lining up to pillory financiers and lampoon politicians. Wouldn't that be fun, pillorying the financiers and lampooning the politicians? As investors dump the government's bonds on the concern that a rescue of the banking system will bankrupt a nation. I mean, you take humor in this. But Ireland's in trouble here. Satirists are making fun of events such as the agriculture minister's Brendan Smith's planned distribution of cheese to needy families. That sparked a wave of puns such as "you gotta be kidding" from opposition politician Andrew Goyle and taunts that government's policy is full of holes. You know, Swiss. Lenny Bruce meets Keynes is how the organizer David McWilliams describes Kilkenomics in the town of Kilkenny. Over 4 days, beginning tomorrow, comedians will interrogate investors such as Euro-Pacific Capital's Peter Schiff. Peter's a good guy. He'll play along. He'll have a good fun. It'll be a good time. The festival follows in the Irish tradition for self-mockery, a self-hating Irishman. You don't like things, you're going, have a drink. That's the way I think about it. And comes a week after the government unveiled 6 billion euros worth of cuts. Unemployment has doubled since 2007. Real estate prices have plunged, and government is fighting to avoid an international bailout. Sounds like home, doesn't it? Sure does to me. I really enjoy Alfred Adisk. I don't know if any of you ever follow his writings or listen to his broadcast, but he has a good mind and a good man. He's got an article posted up here, adisk.wordpress.com. Adisk.wordpress.com. Of course, everybody heard about it. I must have gotten a dozen or more emails in regards to the mystery missile. Well, got a mystery missile in your shorts. Well, give us a break. What's going on here? Possible ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile, launched 35 miles off California. Hard to say. I saw the video clip. Hard to say. Could have been anywhere. Could have been in Hawaii. Could have been in Asia. Could have been any place, I guess. But anyway, they did see something go up in the air. That was true. And it was big, whatever it was. But here's a little bit of writing from Alfred Adisk pen. CBS station KFMB News helicopter crew just happened to capture the video of a very large missile. Just happened to do this. They're just in the right place, had their camera focused in the right direction. And they caught this. Perhaps a Trident 5 being launched from 35 miles off the coast of California. So far, the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Air Force have denied launching the missile, and both deny having knowledge of what kind of missile was launched, or what U.S. agency or even national government launched the missile. How the hell much money are we paying these people? This is a Department of Defense. How many satellites do they have in the air? What's a GIS, GPS, global tracking nonsense? If they don't know exactly who launched it, where it was, what kind it was, and where it landed, there should be a major rout in Washington this morning. Unbelievable. According to Fox News, at this point, the military is working only with video taken from the local news camera. And NORAD and NORTHCOM. I wonder if they're still taking their instructions from the Israelis. Maybe this was an Israel missile. Maybe that's why they're not reporting it. And NORAD and NORTHCOM, two agencies responsible for U.S. missile defense, apparently were not able to detect the contrail on their own. God, I don't know. Was that a missile? Could have been. Where did it come from? I don't know, someplace in California, they say. Who said? The news. What do you mean, the news? Do we have a radar up? Oh, no, we turned that off last week. A cost-cutting measure. Right. Fascinating. A mystery ICBM. This is big enough to carry a nuclear weapon, folks. A mystery ICBM may have been launched just 35 miles. What is Kim Jong-il got a submarine? We're meeting over in Seoul, South Korea. Maybe they don't like Barry's program. Maybe they'd rather him just take his Hoover vacuum cleaners and his Lusterware and his Amway products and go home. Not interested. Maybe that was the United States saying, hey, put up or shut up. Maybe this is an idea that was put forward by Ben Bernanke. Either accept our piece of crap currency or we're going to blow hell out of somebody. A mystery ICBM may have been launched just 35 miles off the coast of the U.S. and our Navy, Air Force, NORAD, and NORTHCOM wouldn't even know about it except for local TV reports, close quote. Wow. I'm not encouraged, Alfred writes. In fact, I'm somewhat troubled by the implication that the only way our national defense agencies would find out about the launch of a nuclear-tipped ICBM off the coast of California would be it was first reported on local news. I mean, this could have been a disaster. I'll tell you what, Los Angeles, bye-bye. San Francisco. Oakland. See you later. Sayonara. Portland. Seattle. Chicago. Right out of the Great Lakes. On my. Robert Ellsworth, former U.S. ambassador to NATO. This guy looked like you know, they brought him in a wheelchair. Robert Ellsworth, former U.S. ambassador to NATO and former deputy secretary of defense, viewed the video and said, it's spectacular. Takes people's breath away. It's a big missile.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived.
Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, it could have been just an accident. You know, somebody could have spilled their soda and dropped their pizza on the red button on board the nuclear submarine. But, you know, are we supposed to be, you know, are we supposed to believe this stuff that we're getting here? Nah, no idea. No idea at all. My God, it was a missile, huh? Did that happen? Off the coast of California, you say? If no one knows who's responsible for the launch, then it may be part of his "yes, we can" motto. President Obama has launched a U.S. missile to show China that we can do that. Yes, we can do that. How many vessels are reported to have gone with the usurper, you know, to Asia, to Seoul, South Korea? Uh-huh. In the alternative, no one knows who is responsible for this launch. It is conceivable some Asian nation, perhaps refusing to be intimidated by the usurper's Navy flotilla, launched its own ICBM just 35 miles off the coast of California to show the usurper that, yes, they can. Whoever did that, it's a dangerous sign that international tensions, Al Adersk is writing here, are now so high that somebody feels compelled to demonstrate nuclear capability to somebody else, and that's important. All right, as Al writes, that implication is that right now, some government feels it is necessary to demonstrate that nuclear war is a viable option to resolve current international economic and financial disputes. The alternative, maybe some submarine, Al writes, just accidentally launched an ICBM. Either way, Al writes, I'm not encouraged. I can only hope that the next accidental launch also heads out to sea rather than into the U.S. mainland. You know, that's been my thought all along. Where did this thing land? If we had to depend upon the media, if we had to depend upon the media to capture the launch, certainly we should have had six or more jets following along with the missile to photograph its landing. And that's not in the news. That's not in the news. Let's go back over here and pick up Carol Quigley, right where we left off in the evolution of civilizations. We seem to be evolving, don't we? The evolution of civilizations, an introduction to historical analysis. This is written back in 1961 at a time when our students were doing sit-ins and the National Guard was shooting students at Kent State. Maybe we'll see a little shooting going on over in London this evening. Again, we're looking at the seven stages of civilization, charting and tracking through, according to Carol Quigley, another notable CFR-type fellow, to try and find out maybe where we are in this matrix. At what stage of human civilization have we, you know, have we arrived upon? Mixture, that's number one. Two, gestation. Three, expansion. Four, age of conflict. Five, universal empire. Six, decay. Seven, invasion. If you've missed the previous broadcast, you can go back on the archives and pick them up, usually in the last hour of the broadcast, just as today. But I'll just pick it right up where we left off. Again, we were talking about core areas having been ravaged for longer periods of imperialist wars. It should be noted again that in such cases as Egypt, Crete, or Russia, a single political unit has ruled over the civilization from its early history. You know, who's been ruling over the United States since its early history? Who's been ruling over Canada or Mexico from its early history? Paraguay, Uruguay, Brazil. Continuing, this generally arises in civilizations whose instrument of expansion is a socialist state. You know, socialism isn't brand new. It wasn't brand new with with Claude Henri Durer of Roy Saint-Simon in France. It wasn't brand new with Proudhon. It wasn't brand new with Marx and Engels. It's not brand new with Sidney and Beatrice Webb, the Fabians. Not brand new at all. Been around a while. In such a case, imperialist wars are not so prevalent a characteristic of a stage four, and the achievement of a single political unit, a universal empire, is not one of the chief characteristics of that stage. As a result, the stage may last a shorter time and cannot be so easily demarcated from earlier or later stages as can be done in civilizations where imperialist war and achievement of a universal empire are two of the most prominent marks of the stage. Absence of these items does not indicate absence of the stage. And so we went into World War One, Worldwide War One, the very early 1900s. And here we are, scarcely 100 years later. This is only 100 years of war. When we look at this idea of universal empire, and we have been in imperialist war throughout all of the last 100 years, and we can also see from Quigley that this stage needn't be particularly long, and that it might be quite short. Continuing, absence of these items does not indicate absence of the stage, which is marked by its other, less easily observed characteristics, such as decreasing rate of expansion, growing class conflict, declining democracy, dying science, decreasing inventiveness, and growing irrationality. Damn, sounds like Bloomberg News to me. These characteristics and the commonly observed achievement of political domination by a single peripheral state, would that be London, the city of London dominating the United States? Or would that be Israel? You choose. Again, these characteristics and the commonly observed achievement of political domination by a single peripheral state bring the civilization to a stage five, the stage of universal empire. The sun never sets on the British Empire. When a universal empire is established in a civilization, the society enters upon a golden age. We remember that golden age, you know, not to be confused with golden parachutes. That golden age of the Stoics, of the Hellenes in Greece, etc. The golden fleece and all that. Fleecing the gold out of the people, that's what they did then, that's what they're doing now. At least this is what it seems to the periods that follow it. Such a golden age is a period of peace and of relative prosperity. I'd ask you, in our history, have we ever had a period of peace and relative prosperity? We've had a couple. Peace arises from the absence of any competing political units within the area of the civilization itself. The absence of any competing political units, you know, when our compact was established, when our federal union, when the covenant was created, and then thereafter all of the various and several states came on, we set up a system of competing political units. And inside of a system of competing political units, can there be peace? Quigley says that peace arises from the absence of any competing political units within the area of the civilization itself, where we set up from the beginning to live in turmoil, and from the remotest or in the even the absence of struggles with other societies outside, an absence of competing political units within. When Thomas Paine was writing, he said that in this republic, in our continent, on this continent, right, that we would have a republican form of government, right? Because we were too vast, we were too large to work under a democracy, as they had in Greece and other places. And that was because we were continental in scope, as opposed to provincial in scope. And so it was that idea of the federal union that would bring stability and perhaps peace to all of the several competing political units that would comprise the republics or states within. We'll pick it up right there.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again looking at Carol Quigley's work just a bit more today. We'll go back and visit for a moment or two as well later in the broadcast with the politics of obedience, the discourse of voluntary servitude. That we began yesterday, very interesting read that. But let's go on, continue along, move along through this. Peace again arises from the absence of any competing political units within the area of the civilization itself, and from the remoteness or even absence of struggles with other societies outside. So distance can be the friend to a political union. And there's lots of distance in the old days, in the 17, 1800s, lots of difference between us and Europe, and even a lot of different distance between us and our neighbors to the north and to the south, although Canada was pretty much an easy leap, and Mexico was certainly in peril all the time. Continuing along here, wasn't until the Panama Canal and the Suez Canal, all those sort of things that Henry St. Simon envisioned, actually came to pass that we started closing the gap and that distance started to close in. Now, that's one of the reasons why Adam Smith encouraged the Crown and Parliament assembled to set their colonies free, to give them the sense of freedom and just hold the purse strings tightly. Interesting concept, that. But it worked. Anyway, continuing, prosperity arises from the ending of internal belligerent destruction. Some of that internal belligerent destruction was attempted. went after Credit Mobilier, and we had the westward expansion of the railroads and the telegraphs and all of that, that we then went into the Interstate Commerce Commission. Subsequently after that, the Uniform Commercial Code, trying to round out some of this internal belligerent destruction of economies as the states warred with one another. And they did. But this appearance of prosperity is deceptive. Little real economic expansion is possible because no real instrument of expansion exists. New inventions are rare, and real economic investment is lacking. Now, we didn't have that problem here in the 1800s. We're starting to have some of that now. Not so much that we are not yet an inventive people. Not yet that we have, you know, a continuing outpouring of new, you know, patentable stuff. But more so that we are no longer manufacturing any of that patentable stuff. It'd be more of our problem these days. Again, the vested interests have triumphed and are living off their capital. The vested interests have triumphed and are living off their capital. General Electric, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Warren Buffett. Vested interests have triumphed and are living off their capital, British Petroleum, building unproductive and blatant monuments like the pyramids. Larry Silverstein, his new Twin Towers. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Colosseum, as premature examples. All right, just think about all of the stadia that have been built around the country. Hitler's Chancellery and Victor Emmanuel's Memorial. How about the big embassy in Baghdad? Are we talking about building another one of these colossus over in Afghanistan? Protect our poppy fields? The masses of people in such an empire live from the waste of these non-productive expenditures. Now, how much more are we going to be asked to subsidize this grandiose nonsense? The golden age is really the glow of overripeness. You know that momentary pause between a nice, even yellow and a spotted brown, rotten banana? The glow of overripeness, and soon decline begins. When it becomes evident, we pass from a stage 5, a universal empire, to a stage 6, or decay. The stage of decay is a period of acute economic depression, declining standards of living, civil wars between the various vested interests, and growing illiteracy. Well, let's see, that's just the deliberate dumbing down of America. Civil wars between the various vested interests, declining standard of living, acute economic depression. It does sort of sound like the stage of decay, doesn't it? The society grows weaker and weaker as you become heavier and heavier and more totally relaxed. Go to sleep, America. Vain efforts are made to stop the wastage by legislation. But the decline continues. The religious, the intellectual, the social, and the political levels of the society begin to lose the allegiance of the masses of the people on a large scale, and 70% of the population fail to turn out to vote. New religious movements begin to sweep over the society. There's a growing reluctance. I guess that would be the neocons. That would be Christian Zionism, Israeli exceptionalism, etc. There's a growing reluctance to fight for the society or even to support it by paying taxes, as record numbers of people turn their back on the Internal Revenue Service and they have to hire 50,000 more people to go out and extort money from people at the barrel of a gun. This period of decay may last for a long time, but eventually the civilization can no longer defend itself. The missile shot off 35 miles off the coast of California. Nobody knows whose it was, right? as Mesopotamia could not after 400 B.C., as Egypt could not about the same time, as Crete could not after 1400 B.C., and as Rome could not after AD 350, as the Incas and Aztecs could not after 1500, as India could not after 1700, as China could not after 1830, and as Islam cannot after 1850. Kind of like to understand Carol Quigley's comprehensive study of history. Stage 7 is the stage of invasion, when the civilization no longer able to defend itself, because it is no longer willing to defend itself, lies wide open to barbarian invaders. And they come across the south border just in droves. In droves. These invaders are barbarians only in the sense that they're outsiders. Of course, that was always the definition of barbarian in the first place. Frequently, these outsiders are another younger and more powerful civilization. The following list of universal empires shows the barbarian invaders that destroy the civilizations in question. I'll spare you the list. It's lengthy. But it gives you a really good idea. That as the trilaterals sit down with Tavistock, and Tavistock sits down with the CFR and Chatham House, and they all sit down and plan all of this out, they feed it into their big computers and they run these games, the algorithms, you know, spit out all these charts and graphs and circles and arrows. It pretty well got us pegged. You know just exactly where we are in this list of 7. And things are not looking particularly good at this time. Drop down a little bit more to the conclusion. These 7 stages are merely a convenient way of dividing a complex historical process. We very carefully research our history by using whatever tools we can. I'm particularly fond of timelines. So was Joan Bion. So was Carol Quigley. I'm particularly fond of timelines, especially when you can stack them all up and you look and see what are the intersections. You might be able to study the history of France and the history of England and the history of Germany. But when you study them separately, you don't see the intersections. Just a stagecoach or a carriage ride or a horse ride or a long walk away from each other. You have people like Thomas Paine going back and forth here, there, and everywhere, coming over from England to the colonies and from the colonies back to England and from England to France and from France back to the United States. Sometimes these philosophical radicals move from place to place. Again, this process is not relentlessly deterministic at all points, but merely at some points, in the sense that men have power and free will, but their actions have consequences nonetheless. I'm going to leave it at that point for our study, because actions, you know, do have consequences. Choices do have consequences. We do have free will. We do have the freedom to choose, as we've discussed in the past. But we have got to be prepared to be held accountable for the choices that we make, the things that we do, the things that we don't do. All these have a great impact on us. Sometimes we make choices that you can't undo. There's no way out. I think going into the big GIS, GPS global governance system would be a box canyon that none would escape.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so yesterday, when we were looking at our politics of obedience, a book that was brought to our attention by our listener in Missouri, John, and I'm so glad that he brought it forward because it's been a very interesting read. It's only an 80-page dobby. It's up Mises.org/Rothbard/Boetie, B-O-E-T-I-E, like bow tie, .pdf. Okay? Boetie is how it's pronounced, apparently. Boetie. And we stopped yesterday on page 15. We'll pick it up on page 15. I want to carry this thread forward a bit further. Where Boetie, again, this guy's pretty interesting. He really is. And written long ago in the 1500s. Boetie concludes his exhortation by assuring the masses that to overthrow the tyrant, they need not act nor shed their blood. They can do so by merely willing to be free. Willing to be free. All right, before I continue. Whether you believe you are or whether you believe you aren't, whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right. If you believe that you're a slave, you're a slave. You are enslaved. You've been enslaved by your own mind. And you, through voluntary compliance, have become the slave that you visualize in your mind. If you believe you're free and are truly a free man, there's no tyrant that can enslave you. It matters little if you're in bondage or not. Every moment we'll be thinking about freedom. You might be on Mao's plantation and be handed a hoe. And if you're of the slave mentality, you'll think, oh, what a nice hoe, Mao. Thank you. Why, what a nice long hickory handle. Look at that sharp curved blade. Well, I'll be able to cut the ground real good. We'll get after the weeds for you, Mao. That's a nice hoe. Thank you. But the free man looks at that long piece of hickory and he's thinking about, he's got a baton here. At least one. He's looking at that hoe blade down there made out of steel. And he's thinking about maybe, well, I could carve this side off and cut this side off, and I'd have at least two daggers, maybe a throwing star. Straighten that hook out of there, and nice strong ferrule that it is, I could have a thrusting sword, or perhaps even a spear or a javelin. Free man thinks a little bit differently than the slave. And so Bueti then concludes his exhortation again by assuring the masses that to overthrow the tyrant, they need not act nor shed their blood. They can do so by merely willing to be free. This is this consciousness shift, this huge leap that may be anticipated by some. In short, quote, resolve to serve no more, and you are at once freed. We talk about goal setting, time management, use of affirmation and visualization. All of these tools are functional. They work. They may not produce some of the elaborate results that were talked about, you know, when we were in the positive mental attitude stage back in the 40s through the 70s, early 80s. The idea of an affirmation, it's a personal, positive, present tense statement of something you want to do, to be, or to have. And you can just write the statements out. Always in possession of, not wishing to be, not desiring to be, but as though and as if it's already in your full possession. It's an affirmation. And it's funny about how using affirmation is much like prayer. If you can add to your affirmation visualization, maybe you wanted to have a better automobile or a house, perhaps your first house, a house of your own or something like that. You use visualizations. In other words, you can cut things out of House Beautiful or the Architectural Digest or the latest circular from Mercedes or whatever it is that you've set your heart on. And you use these, you make these affirmation boards. You remember those, folks? We used to use this a lot in sales training. It's something that I've taught other people to do. I used to be a distributor for Success Motivation Institute. Had all kinds of cassettes, learning systems, to help to program your mind, where you're in charge of the programming. You choose the programming, but they're still programming tools nonetheless. Again, so to resolve to serve no more, and you are at once freed. I do not ask that you place hands upon the tyrant to topple him over, but simply that you support him no longer. Don't buy, don't comply. And ask why. Then you will behold him like a great colossus. In my example, you know, this is Gulliver and the Lilliputians. That's an interesting story, though. Might want to read that one. Then you'll behold him like a great colossus whose pedestal has been pulled away. In other words, you're going to bust up those feet of brass and clay, bronze and clay. Fall of his own weight and break him in pieces. You just watch as the Federal Reserve banking system unwinds. Watch as the international monetary system collapses. You know, watch as all of this, you know, nonsense falls on its own face. It was medieval tradition to justify tyrannicide of unjust rulers who broke the divine law. Right? Medieval tradition to justify the tyrannicide of unjust rulers. Maybe it's time. If they wanted this to be a global feudalism, maybe it's time that we erect a palace of justice on the White House lawn in full view of everyone and, you know, do a little bit of, politician bobbing on the end of rope. Good solid hemp rope. Palace of Justice made out of Missouri oak by Swedish and Norwegian carpenters, if you could get the blockheads in this, and the Norwegians to not go after each other while they're building it. For while the assassination of a tyrant is simply an isolated individual act within an existing political system, mass civil disobedience, such as the kind that we're experiencing right now in London, as the students burn the place down, good on them. For while the assassination of a tyrant is simply an isolated individual act within an existing political system, mass civil disobedience, being a direct act on the part of large masses of people, is far more revolutionary in launching a transformation of the system itself. This is Murray Rothbard writing, by the way. It is also more elegant and profound in theoretical terms, flowing immediately as it does from Lovetti's insight about power necessarily resting on popular consent. For then the remedy to power is simply to withdraw that consent. Just say no and become vocal local. The call for mass civil disobedience was picked up by one of the more radical of the later Huguenot pamphlets, La France du Qui or something like that, which advocated an association of towns and provinces for the purpose of refusing to pay all taxes to the state. And so as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, in our states. A truly informed, bold, vocal, local people understand it's far easier task to block the globalism, by whatever name it might be hidden, as it seeks to gain a foothold locally, than it is to excise it once it has become lodged in an unsuspecting host. And as I say, metastasizing within the very body politic. The purpose is just refuse to pay all taxes to the state. It's not surprising that among the most enthusiastic advocates of mass civil disobedience has been the anarchist thinkers. But I wonder whether this author, Rothbard, has ever studied the Bible well enough and figured out who the archons were, or who the cadres were, or what the Christ was telling his disciples, according to the Bible story, that to be not like the others. And don't put men up over the top of you. Don't have these magistrate archons. Don't put these, you know, potentates up above you. It's not necessary. The kingdom of God is within. The laws of nature, nature's God, endowed by our Creator with a certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They're not given to you by the state. Not given to you by the archons. It's not given to you by Codras or any of their downline. It's simply written in your heart by the creator of the universe or the multiverse, as Carolyn Harris would say. Prominent among the anarchist advocates of nonviolent resistance have been Thoreau, Tolstoy, and Benjamin Tucker, all of the 19th century and all, unsurprisingly, associated with the nonviolent pacifist branch of anarchism. Tolstoy, indeed, in setting forth his doctrine of nonviolent anarchism, used a lengthy passage from the discourse as the focal point for the development of his argument. So we build on the things that we've read, and we look into the future, and we find ourselves in the present. We're all out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.